Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus, we finished with part two of our study of godly persons, and Dr. Bloom was just getting ready to start the invitation. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
In Jude 24 and 25, we read this: Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. I don't keep myself from falling. He does. To present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. How can he present me faultless? Well, I guess because he paid it all. But I know within me, there's no good thing. I am not a faultless person, but he paid it all, because I'm not a faultless person, and paid it for me. And he goes on to say, to the only wise God and Savior be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Well, that is Jude 24 and 25. What a promise that he keeps our salvation. We don't keep it. You kept your salvation, or have you lost your salvation? Neither one. He saved me. He keeps it. So I didn't lose it, and I don't keep it. He keeps it. I'm his child. So, if we're not godly, we will suffer at his hands as far as chastening and scourging. Scourging means to flog with a whip in Hebrews chapter 12. So, we are not godly persons until he makes us godly person. And we must be saved to do that. That process of godliness and growing in holiness is through the salvation that we receive from him. And then we get into his word, we get into obedience, and we begin to grow. You know, when I got saved, I got fully sanctified. What does that mean? Well, it means that you're supposed to be set apart for God's use. Set apart for God's holy use. I had all the sanctification that comes from Jesus Christ when I got saved. Now, there's a thing that people call progressive sanctification. And I like that idea that we should grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3, verse 18 says, and if we'll grow in that grace and knowledge, yet we'll progress in sanctification and holiness. We'll seek to be more like him. So if we are saved, we are in Christ, and we have complete sanctification for going to heaven. And you know what? It's not just for the moment we're saved. It's from then on and forever. Let's grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let's grow in godliness. Let's grow in true holiness. And if we will allow it, if we allow to let his word lead us, his spirit direct us, then my friend, we will grow in behavior that becometh holiness. Well, I want to cut off here because we're going to start verse 3, the next broadcast, but I want you to know that God wants to do something in you and through you. Is your head getting turned by this world? Have you changed your doctrinal beliefs, your standards, and so forth because of the culture? Maybe family. has castigated you. Maybe people put you out. Do you know even Jesus' brothers didn't believe him that he had that were born to Mary after Jesus was born? Jesus even told them in John, he said that in John 7, says, you know, the world doesn't hate you. It hates me because I testify of its works that they are evil. You stand against the sin of this world, it's going to hate you. Why do you hear all the hatred spewed when we speak against LGBTQ, XYZ? Okay, when we preach against those things, homosexuality, it is a, what God teaches, it is an out and out abomination and sin to him. God made male and female. If you have a dollar for every gender God made, you have $2. So understand, God made male and female, and that's it. There's not a bunch of different genders. Follow the science. They were saying that all this past year of 2020. Follow the science, follow the science, follow the science. Okay, follow the science. God made two genders. I've never heard a doctor, after an ultrasound, tell a lady, oh, guess what? You're going to be the happy mother of a transvestite. No, they don't do that. And of course, they don't know. So what I'm just saying, my friend, is that decide that your God's not for sale in your life. That the things of this present sufferings are not worthy to be compared. And by the way, if we're going to be a light for Christ, we better stand now. You know, I think of two moments in history, Edmund Burke. Edmund Burke said, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. Then there was in Congress, and President Andrew Johnson was being, well, looked like they were going to get ready to get him impeached. And he realized this was wrong. And although his colleagues, and perhaps even the people he represented, thought, yeah, impeach the guy, he knew it was wrong. And he made the statement, I looked down into my open grave. And of course, then he voted no. But he knew it cost his the rest of his political life, but it was right. Principle. Can men of the world, can the Edmund Burkes and so forth have principles of handling world things and right principles? But a Christian can't stand for the principles of God's word. Look, if we're going to see revival in America, we've got to call sin, sin. You're in a church that now they have the contemporary music. They don't use a King James Bible. They don't have church services. Some people say, well, look, the Bible doesn't say anything about having Sunday night church service or even a Wednesday night. They don't even say, the Bible doesn't even say anything about Sunday school. You want to go by the Bible? Read the book of Acts, you'll find out they met every day. Paul was still preaching. It was midnight on one of those days. So, my friend, if you're going to say it says nothing in the Bible, what the Bible does say is they met every day. Are you going to church every day, studying the Word of God every day together with God's people besides your own home Bible study? See, many times when you open your mouth, you'll insert your foot when you try to take a stand against the Word of God. Don't show your ignorance of God by trying to appeal to the worldly wisdom. Now, friend, please understand. I don't want you to miss this as a Christian. You need to encourage the pastors who preach the word to keep up. Don't quit. In the churches that you might have been saved in at one time, you might have grew up in it. Now they don't preach the gospel. They don't name sin. They don't preach the word as it is to men as they are. They don't reprove, rebuke, exhort. Then you may, if they won't go that direction, may need to go to a place where they do. You may need to open your home to a home Bible study. Look, the church I pastor used to be a part of another church at one time, years ago. But that's back in 1940, 41. I wasn't there. But some people got together, decided to start praying together. They wanted to evangelize their area. They wanted to do something. for the Lord, and they stepped out in faith. Now, my friend, step out for the Lord Jesus Christ. Take a stand. Turn against our churches being glorified nightclubs and rock festivals. Turn against our churches being a dance hall. Turn against the social drinking abomination that churches are starting to turn to. Turn away from this, well, we got to have an LGBTQ class so those people can feel comfortable at church. No, you need to have a gospel that lets those LGBTQ people know that God can save them and change them, and He wants to. They can be new creatures in Christ. Oh, my friend, will you at this time say, Lord, use me. Lord, use me. Let me just close this part of our series here now in this first chapter. I know we've just covered now the first two verses, and we'll start in verse 3 next broadcast. But I wanted this to go to this point to ask you to be the witness, to be the light on the job, to be the light in your home, to be the light of Christ, walking in His Word. Be a daily student of the Word. Meditate in His Word day and night. Let Him be the desire of your heart. Bring souls to Jesus. Father, I pray that if there's one listening today that's been following here these last few days and You've spoken to their heart, I pray, Lord, that they'd be able to say, you know what? I want to be right with the Lord. If there's not a church in their place, I pray that You'd bring a man. I pray that You'd bring someone to their place who would be that preacher that would stand true to the Word and help them to grow in Your grace and knowledge. May they pray for that man and back him 100%. Lord, I pray that we'll have a moving of people across this country and really around this world. They'll decide, if it were only I still am going to be the light of Christ in this place. I wouldn't want to turn people to Jesus Christ. I still believe revival can come. And I pray that they would. May they decide, Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me, make after Thy will. Lord, give us people that will do that. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just listen to me pray, and that was your heart's prayer as well, would you write us and let us know? And just let me know that you're praying for revival and that you're thankful for the broadcast here. And you can do that. Our announcer will be giving you our physical address. You can write us, and he'll give you our website through which you can email us. I know we have people listening in other parts of the world to this radio broadcast, and so it'd be better for you to just email through our website. But I just want to encourage you to pray for us, and let's pray for the radio ministries that still preach the Word to continue to do so. Thank you once again for listening to Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen too, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.